P.J. Crowley is a former Assistant Secretary of State for Public Affairs. P.J., we just heard Vali Nasr tell us just how high the stakes are, this incredible announcement yesterday from Washington. Tell us, what is the thinking behind the White House right now, making this announcement now in the highly charged rhetoric that it did?
I think the central question for the United States is, does this change our fundamental understanding of what is happening inside of Iran? Clearly, this is a serious breach of international protocol. You know, the protection of diplomats is a responsibility for every country everywhere in the world. So does this change an understanding of what is happening inside Iran? Clearly, we understand Iran is a well-deserved state sponsor of terrorism. They've done this before, both in this region and around the world. We do see what's happening in the Arab Spring, and the stakes are rising in that respect. But a key element in terms of determining whether this changes our understanding of what's happening in Iran is really getting to that key element of, was this just a rogue operation, or just does this represent a decision made at the highest levels of the Iranian government, you know, which means in many respects, you know, the gloves are coming off, and it has grave implications for the United States and our allies in this region.
Well, you mentioned the Arab Spring, which is a, you know, kind of a good general frame for why now. But, you know, other questions around timing. And, for example, the release of the American hikers in Iran, does that have anything to do with why we're hearing about this now, do you think?
Well, I mean, law enforcement decides at what point, you know, there's utility always in monitoring an ongoing operation and understanding the links of someone in the United States and who's orchestrating, you know, the support or approval back in Iran. So the longer you can keep this operation alive, you learn something about what's happening within the Quds Force or within the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, or hopefully, you know, you find the smoking gun that links it to, you know, somebody at the highest levels of the Iranian government. You know, it doesn't surprise me that clearing the decks with respect to the hikers or other things, you know, might have affected the timing of when the United States announces this. But I clearly think that when you work back over how this plot unfolded over several months, the origin of this plot has to be seen within the context of what's happening in the Arab Spring and the increasing rivalry between Saudi Arabia and Iran for ascendancy in the Middle East.
I'm curious to know, behind the scenes of the State Department, when something like this happens, it's just so puzzling. What is the dynamic?
Well, this is where you have kind of the constraint over the lack of diplomatic relations and really a fundamental lack of understanding between the United States and Iran. You know, even North Korea, where you do have the ability to have conversations and you have various tracks. You've got a, you know, a relationship with China, so China can help you understand what actually is a country like North Korea thinking about. But we're very constrained in being able to have either directly or indirectly through a surrogate the kind of meaningful conversation to be able to find out what the story is behind the story. So we will be looking to other countries in the region, a Qatar, an Oman. Switzerland carries our diplomatic water in Tehran to try to figure out what is the story behind the story. But it's going to take some time, and this will be a mystery, you know, for quite a while as we kind of unearth, you know, again, the central question here is, if there was a sanction within the Iranian government, was it in the Quds Force? Was it higher in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, or did it go to the highest echelons of the Iranian political system? Depending on where that leads, that tells you this was just a one-off or something much more dramatic.
P.J. Crowley, a former spokesperson for the State Department, thank you so much.
A pleasure, Marco.